Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh,
this is a
groovy
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Simply called our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it flat and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Everyone, this is Shaina. I'm glad everyone is with me today on the first day of the week. I hope all is well. We had a wonderful class yesterday. I hope everybody is here. We're giving people time to call in. Those that are here, if anybody can please push one and let me know you hear me. We can go ahead on and get started because this is being taped. Brother Uriah, if you hear me, please push one. I'm not going to wait till everybody does it. We're just going to do it now. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Shalom, shalom. Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get started. All praises be to the Most High. There's a lot of things I have to say today. And before I begin to say what I want to say, I would like to say a prayer. And I want you to pay very close attention to what I say. Brother Yerushalayim was able to lead us in prayer yesterday. I would like to be able to do it today. If you all don't mind, just the people who are on this call, if you would, with me, turn to the east, because we face Jerusalem, which is what we were told to do when we pray. Real quick, we're not going to be long. Father Yah, in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, your son, and Israel the Father, we thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you listen to the words of our prayer and hear the humbleness of our hearts and the desires that we have from our very souls. We ask that you deliver. We know that your word says you're going to deliver us from these places. But as the powers that be amp up on us and they start to draw attention to who we are, we know that we can ask for you to protect us. For you told us that Jacob's trouble was coming and that Jacob would be saved out of it. And we thank you for the controversy that has started. We thank you for all the things that are happening right now, because this is your job. This is your work. And we ask that you give us the strength, give us some more grace, increase our faith, that we may be able to stand in these evil times and to be able to do the work that you have required for us to do. And as we go on with our day, that you protect and keep us, because the enemy is raging. And we thank you for all things, for you do all things well. In the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I mean, you know, you guys can push the button at any time. You can come in at any time. I'm going to say this before I get started. We don't know who owns these entities that we own. These could also be owned by the Jewish people. We have not had any pushback since we've been on the air. We have said things that we believe in because there's a little thing called the Constitution. And the First Amendment of the Constitution states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. The ability to have free speech. That's what the Constitution says. So, from what we've been watching, there's another government going on that a lot of us knew, but we really have been watching this thing been exercised, because nobody is holding to this what we just read for the First Amendment. If that only applies to some, not all. Now, I thought about this very carefully. I thought about what I was going to say very carefully, because today I'm speaking to Ye and Kyrie Irving. This is the show for you today. I wanted to say, you know, as you guys sign those contracts, and this is for every mother that's raising up her son to be able to go into the NBA or the NFL or the music industry or the movie industry, because these industries are owned and controlled by these people. When you're raising up your children to do this, just know that there's a different set of laws. So before you do this, I want to read you something so that you understand. This should be put at the bottom of every contract before you sign it. And this is what I think should be there. Now, this is just my opinion. You should put in bold print, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of Jewish law. You will lose your house. You will lose your furniture. You will lose your children. You will lose your money if you say anything against us. You will lose your dignity and your integrity, because we're going to make an open show of you in front of the whole world. You have the right to speak to an attorney, but he too will be Jewish. And you have a right to have that attorney present when we decide that it's time to come against you for something that we don't like, whether you say it, whether you tweet it, whether you think it, whether you wear it on your clothes, we have a right. This, in my opinion, should be put at the bottom of every contract that these black men sign. Because from what I have watched in our lifetime, our ancestors fought for us to be able to have access to the constitutional First Amendment. It doesn't apply. If they pay you, you better remain silent. If they give you money and they make you rich, you better be quiet. Now, there's a lot of people that's on YouTube now. A lot of people are pushing back because they're looking at this like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? This man didn't even do nothing. He didn't do nothing but tweet. But nobody's going against the owner of Amazon because he is what? He too is Jewish. And he still got it up there and he's still making money off of it. Now, from what I read yesterday, and I went into some research last night, they said that when you put your book up on Amazon, you are to get 60% of the profit. So I really hope that Ron Dalton has gotten 60% of the $100 million that was sold in the first week. I hope he did. Because that's nothing but business. So, you know, the whole very thing about, you know, the things that they, and they have a list of things that they want Kyrie Irving to do before they will accept him back in. And I just wanted to, I want to play this clip for you real quick, and then we're going to get into the things that they want him to do before they accept him back in, or they accept his apology. He has to have an open apology. He has to verbally say with his mouth, I apologize. And then he has to go through training with Jewish leaders to what? Deprogram him of what? His identity? So I want you to hear this. I really do. I want you to hear this real quick and see what's really going on with the people around, because people are starting to speak out. People are talking about boycotting the games. Some of the YouTube clips I've seen, they was talking about not buying the tickets, boycotting the games, not paying for the gym shoes, not doing those type of things. I saw one clip where they said Adidas is struggling now because of the things that, because they got rid of Ye. All of the things that's been going on. So I want to be able to put this on here. I'm going to get ready to play this for you real quick. Here we go.
Relationships that have been severed, and I want to jump right into a huge news story, obviously. Adidas was facing a lot of pressure to drop Kanye West. He goes by Ye now because of his anti-Semitic remarks, and particularly he had said that Adidas cannot even drop me. I can say anti-Semitic things, and Adidas can't drop me on a podcast that was entitled Drinking Champs. Well, it turns out that Adidas did drop Ye, and a lot of people are looking for me to weigh in. And I went on a Twitter rant, no pun intended, because we're talking about Ye, very frustrated with the mounting pressure that I have been facing for the last 2 weeks and the outright smears and the outright libels that I have been facing for the last 2 weeks simply because I have a relationship with Ye. Essentially, what's happening right now is very similar to what happened in 2020 when they would basically say to people, you have to post a black square on your Instagram or else you are guilty of racism, right? George Floyd died, suddenly the thing you have to do is post a black square or else you're a racist. It was completely meaningless, of course, it was very stupid, but people faced real pressure and were told that they would lose everything and would be called out as being racist unless they just complied. Well, similarly, what is happening in Hollywood, and this should make sense to you because now Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian at the same time both issue statements on their Twitter against the rise of anti-Semitism, is that they're essentially saying unless you make a statement against Ye, irrespective of your personal relationships with him, then you yourself are anti-Semitic.
They told Candace Owens she couldn't hang out with me. You know, I'm here because I didn't have no outlet.
Is that they're essentially saying unless you make a statement against Ye, irrespective of your personal relationships with him, then you yourself are anti-Semitic. That is completely and utterly ridiculous and illogical. It is absolutely fine if you are a Jewish individual and you are offended by his remarks, just as Ben Shapiro has done to Daily Wire, and you make a video and you say what Kanye West did was anti-Semitic and here's why I don't like it. At the same time, I am not going to accept that silence equates to violence. That is a huge leftist talking point, that silence is violence. Nobody is worried that Kanye has not been condemned enough, right? No one's like, well, everyone's being silent, and therefore this violence is being allowed. In fact, Axios ran a list of how many companies and corporations have dropped Ye. It has been everyone from Balenciaga to Adidas to his bank, quite literally to the letter from his bank saying they would no longer deal with him. We're talking about Gap. We're talking about Vogue. I mean, he has been widely condemned. You're not waiting for him to be condemned one more time by Candace Owens. There's something sadistic that's happening. But I am going to have to stop you right in your tracks with the lie, the insult, the lie, the libel, and the sneer that calls me anti-Semitic by association. You don't get to just transfer anti-Semitism onto me because you don't like how I'm responding. It's driving me. And I'm not going to say anything because I'm not being driven crazy by it. I'm actually getting angry and I'm getting vocal about it because I'm not the only commentator that is suffering this. There is a group of black commentators that are on different websites and podcasts and talk shows that are in a group chat. I've been a part of these group chats. I've also been receiving direct messages from them saying that essentially the executives at their companies are saying don't even weigh in on the Ye situation because you can't talk about this subject or else this could come back to bite you or haunt you as well. Right? So they're saying if you even have a conversation with Ye, if you host Ye, you are then guilty by association because this person needs to be left out into the cold, despite the fact that he has come out and he has clarified his remarks.
I talk about the left, the Democrats, and how they prey with BLM on our outrage. You know, even when I put up the DEFCON 3 tweet, I was outraged at this point.
What does DEFCON 3 mean? It's like level of... Like,
you know, actually, when it's DEFCON,
it's like nuclear war. Yeah,
but I spelled it wrong. I have a tendency to do that. But DEFCON is actually that you're preparing to protect yourself.
Now, there has been a small group of Jewish individuals that have been messaging me on Instagram with similar threats, saying, unless you say this, we're just going to assume that you're anti-Semitic too, and I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I spoke up when people did this during BLM, accusing people of racist. You're going to have to wear the smear and the dirt and the smudge of being called a racist because you didn't say what I wanted you to say. I'm not going to tolerate it when it happens to me. Again, it is patently wrong. It is undeserved. Especially, by the way, what they're angry about, they keep saying, I defended Ye's remarks. That is a lie. That is an outright lie. And it is a lie that is being perpetuated by the media. What I actually said, which was on the show, in response to a specific Ye tweet, was that when I saw his tweet, which said, I'm about to go DEFCON 3 on some Jewish people in the morning, I'm paraphrasing the end of that tweet, I said, I didn't know what it meant. I said it was incoherent. I said that if you were being honest, no person can reasonably tell you what DEFCON 3 means. Literally, the first time I saw this, I went, this doesn't make sense. What is he talking about? Does he mean DEFCON 3? And actually, since I've made those remarks, which is not being shown publicly anywhere, Ye himself came out and he said, I did not mean to write the word death. I meant to write the word death, and DEFCON 3 is a defensive position, okay? Clearly, DEFCON 3 doesn't mean anything, and I said that people were being hyperbolic in their assessments that DEFCON 3 meant that Kanye West wanted to launch a military strike in Israel. Quite literally, you had journalists, you had commentators that were saying that DEFCON 3 meant that he wanted death to all Jews. I thought that that was quite hysterical of an assessment, and that instead we should ask him to clarify these tweets because they were incoherent. People have taken that, which is a sober analysis of that one tweet, and they have said that Candace is defending Ye. And now, not only is she defending Ye, but she must be fired from the Daily Wire for being an anti-Semite. The truth is that they're angry that I have not used the exact language that they're all using. Do you honestly believe that Kim Kardashian wrote that tweet? Do you really think that Khloe wrote that tweet? Or do you think that just like me, they're all facing mounting pressure to say something? Perhaps Kim and Khloe don't even believe that, by the way. But in order to salvage their careers, which is, by the way, patently wrong, they're being told to make a statement, okay? This peer pressure campaign has got to stop. As I said before, if you have something that you would like to say to Kanye West, join the entire chorus of billions of people around the world that are doing just that. Don't think that you can come to me and to my show and use my voice to say what you want to say. And that's all I'm going to say about that topic for the 16th time.
And again, this is what's going on. This thing is not going back into the bottle. The problem has come now where we have always been here. Let me say this to the world. We have always been here. No one has ever paid us any attention. They felt like if we just don't pay them any attention, they will go away. Just let them rant. Let them be on the street corner. Let them yell. Let them holler. Let them have a blog talk. Let them be on YouTube. Let them do the things that they do, because if we don't pay them any attention, they'll go away. But this time, the Most High used the people that you all were paying. And now the genie is out the bottle. What is an anti-Semite? They've changed the definition in the last 3 days. They just rewrote the definition. Let me give you a little history. Noah, three sons. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. For you to be an anti-Shemite, you would have to go against or be against the lineage of Shem. And what Yeh said was, well, I can't be an anti-Semite because I'm a black Jew. I'm already from the lineage of Shem. So how can I be an anti-Semite when I'm a black Jew? What Kyrie said was, I can't be an anti-Semite if I know who I am. The controversy. This is where the problem is. Now, you know why it was a problem? Because these people had millions of followers. Now they can't ignore it no more. It's out the bag now. They said that from what I have heard, I don't know how true this is, but they said the first week that this hit the fan, that this Hebrews to Negroes sold $100 million worth of copies. It's on the bestseller list now. Because you know why? People want to know. They want to know. What is it? What is it all about? What are they talking about? What do you mean, Hebrews to Negroes? And people are beginning to read it, and it's going to be a problem. Because you know what the Most High is doing? He's waking up his people. And you know why he's waking up the people that are asleep? It's because it's time for us to make our departure. It's time for us to go. He promised that we was going to be pulled up out of this land where we have served the 400 years that we serve, and it's time for us to go. You know, and from what I see, now I might be wrong, but from what I see, it's a controversy. Because one thing about the Bible, the book stands. As Sister Alfion said, the book stands. Nobody can dispute it. You're not going to change it. The script was written. I don't care how many times you say it's been tampered with. It's going to follow according to what he said. And he said in his word that after we finished those 400 years in Genesis 15, 13, and 14, he said that we were going to see the judgment of that nation. Which nation? The nation where we served the 400 years. Well, guess what? America just identified herself as a nation, as the nation. She passed a law that said we've been here for 400 years. We've been oppressed for 400 years and still being oppressed to this day. So this is the nation. And he said afterwards, you was going to come out with great substance. So we know we're leaving. It's just a matter of when. But now I couldn't figure out what had to happen to spark this event for us to be able to leave. And now the controversy has begun. So if they've sold 100 million copies in the first week, there's no telling how many copies they've sold since then. So now you got an issue because the people are buying the book. The book is very well put together. He cites sources. He goes, it's not his opinion. This man has done the research. He cites the sources. He's done the things that's necessary. It's a good, now I didn't see the film because they said the film was kind of long, but the book was excellent. You even got Jewish people saying that the book was excellent. So the people read the book and they say, well, wait a minute, hold on. These people over here say they the people. And according to the sources and according to the Bible, they line up to what it says. So if these people line up, then who are these people that's been saying they were the people all along? It's a controversy. It's a serious controversy. But you know what where it lies at? Is that no matter what the controversy is, the people who claim to be us still have to be the people. So guess what? The Most High said, I'm going to pull you out and I'm going to put you in a place of safety because the story has to continue. They still have to be in Jerusalem. They still have to be the people. The Messiah still has to come through them. The man of perdition has to still come through them. He said, but because you've already served your sentence, I'm going to move you and put you in a place of safety. When I move you, I'm going to make sure when you move, you're going to move wealthy. So you won't have to worry about them. You will no longer be in fear. I'm going to do these things for you because my story has to continue, but you've already served your sentence, so let me move you out the way. And that's what I see happening right now. It's a powerful thing to watch the plan. You know, when he reveals the glimpses of the plan, you'll be like, whoa, wait a minute. And guess what? Ye and Kyrie was the match to ignite it all. They just said, somebody took the match and said, shoo, and the fire was lit. And it's been a shitstorm ever since. Excuse my language. But it's been a shitstorm ever since. Somebody had to light the match. And it had to be one of them that had to, both of them have millions and millions of followers. They do. Because the Most High going to wake up his people. And you know what the beautiful part about the story is? He wrote it. He gave them permission to assume our identity. You know why? Because we didn't want it. We disobeyed him at every turn. And when you have time, read Jeremiah 44. They told Jeremiah to his face, we're not going to serve the Most High. We're going to keep on serving the Queen of Heaven. Because when we were serving her or that deity, we wasn't going without anything. We had all the money we wanted. We had all the stuff we wanted. And when we stopped, all the money was gone. Don't it sound familiar for to like a time for the day? They told him to his face, we're not going to be obedient. He said, okay. He said, well, we're going to see who shall stand at the end. So he said, okay, you don't want it? I'm going to ship you up out of here, and I'm going to let another people assume your identity. I'm going to let them. This is all his baby. All of it is his. They can't stop the awakening, just like we can't stop them professing to be us. So the Most High said, I'm going to take Jacob, and I'm going to move Jacob to a place of safety so the story can continue. But Jacob is waking up. Jacob is waking up. Now, I want to say something to Kanye West, and I'm sorry, better formally known as Kanye West, to Ye. And I want to say something to Kyrie. Don't beat yourself up. Please don't beat yourself up, and let me tell you why. Because I was going to teach a lesson yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to do it because the class was so good on a Saturday, I didn't get a chance to teach it. But it brings me back to when the Messiah was telling his disciples that he was getting ready to go, he was getting ready to be arrested. He was talking to him. He said, look, when they was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, look, I'm paraphrasing this. He said, I'm getting ready to leave. He said, and he said, this is going to be a time that is going to be so crucial. It's going to be so crucial. I'm going to read it to you. We're going to St. John chapter 13 real quick. I'm just going to use this. And I want you to listen to me very carefully what I'm about to say. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. I'm in St. John chapter 13, verse 35. He said, Simon Peter said unto him, Yah, whither goest thou? And Yahweh shall answer him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Now, he done made a commitment. I done been with you through this whole ministry. We walked away from houses and cars and wives and family, and we followed you. I will lay down my life for you. I will do whatever you want me to do, whenever you want me to. His mind was made up. In his heart, he knew who he was. He knew who the Messiah was. He seen him do miracles. He said, look, he seen him raise Lazarus from the dead, called him from the grave. He seen all that. He said, I'll die for you. Watch what he said. Yahweh shall answered him, verse 38. He said, will thou lay down thy life for my sake? He said, for real? He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. He said, before this night is over, you're going to deny me three times. In other words, you're going to run up against something that's so doggone evil that when you see the evilness that's in these people's hearts, when you see the evilness that they have in store for me, when you see evil at a level that you have never seen it before, you're going to act like you don't know me, bruh. You're going to act like you don't know me. Peter said, no, I won't never do. He said, before the night is over. He said, before this night is over, you're going to deny me three times. Guess what he did? Guess what he did, the three denials. I ain't going to be long. I just want you to understand something. Because the whole world is coming down on you because they said you couldn't stand. Did Peter walk with the Messiah? Peter was right there with him. But when the pressure mounted, and when he saw the evil that he was up against, and when he saw what they did to him, because he watched from a distance what they was doing to him, the whole game changed. He said, whoa, wait a minute now. This is much. What? Mark 14. I want you to just put this in. Just read this when you get home so you don't feel so bad. Because see, what I saw on the face of Ye and what I saw on the face of Kyrie was defeat. Was total defeat. Watch. Mark 14, 65. They said, and some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him. And to say to him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palm of their hand. So they were spitting on him. They was hitting him. They were sacking him. It's equivalent to what you're going through right now when they take your money, when they put you in front of the whole world, when they tell you, look, you better apologize. Don't forget you got to give us some money. It's the equivalent to that. Watch. And as Peter was beneath the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked up on him and said, and thou also was with Yahweh of Nazareth. Watch what Peter said. Peter did not say, I know not, neither understand what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch and guess what happened. Listen real carefully. Here we go. Yourself up. Oh, wait a minute. Watch. Here we have verse 69. He said, and the maid saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. Oh, he said, they're going to want them Hebrew Israelites. That was it. They're going to Israelites. He was with the Messiah. They're going to Israelites. They asked him again. He denied it again. And a little after there stood by, said again to Peter, surely thou art one of them. Oh, you say you a Hebrew Israelite? Say it out in front of everybody else. For thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agrees there too. Watch what he said. He said, he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man whom ye speak. Watch what happened. And the second time, watch what happened. Watch it. Now watch. That's cool. The Messiah told him, you're going to do this to me three times. Watch. He said, and Peter called to mind the words that Yahushua said unto him, before the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me twice. Thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereupon it, he wept. He cried. He looked just like you all looked. He looked defeated, like, man, I should have stood. Man, I should have said something. Man, they just tearing me down. Y'all are young men in your 30s. Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but you still young enough to be one of my kids. You young men that have made it in to a level that most people don't. Everybody going to have their rooster moment. And see, it's easy to sit back in the living room and say, I don't know. I mean, you should have. I ain't. Till it's your turn. Because Peter couldn't do it either. But you know what the Most High did? He knew he wasn't going to be able to do it. Because it was bigger than him. He forgave him. If you coming into the knowledge of who you are, you know who you are. Don't let nobody take your identity from you. Ever since we've been here, they've been telling us who we are. First, we was Negroes. And then we became coloreds. Or we was coloreds first. And then Negroes. And then we was black. Now we African American. They have been giving us a title and an ethnicity since we've been here. But the Most High has revealed who we really are. We are the children of Israel. We are the descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. So don't beat yourself up. Because this thing is bigger than you and me. You had all them cameras and all them those mics in your face, and everybody sitting up asking you questions, and they was close enough to hit you in the mouth with one of those mics. And every now and sudden, everybody's so offended. What you offended for? There's nothing in that book that's anti-Semitic. Matter of fact, it's talking about Shem's descendants. Now, all of a sudden, the H is silent. No, it's anti-Semitic because we are from Shem. It's talking about Shem's descendants. Our ancestors died for you to have freedom of speech. We are the children of Israel. And the sad part about it is, these are kids by two brothers, two twin brothers, and the hatred that's between us. That you would do your own kin like that, to just put him out in front street, both of them, and try to break them down. And let me give you a correction, Yay. They are not Israel. They are not Israelites. They are not Jews. They are Hebrews, but they're not Israelites. It's only through the seed of Jacob that the chosen was called. So don't beat yourself up. Because this is the Most High's doing. It's just like when they threw Joseph in the pit. He didn't understand what it was all about. He didn't understand why until he got to the end. And when he got to the end, he told his brothers, he said, I was mad at you at first, but now I see it was Yah that did this so that I could preserve a nation. I had to go through this so that I could become the governor of Egypt at the time when there was going to be a drought, so that I could feed you because you didn't have any other way out. The Most High used you for a reason, because you had millions and millions of followers. So every time you hear this, just know you wasn't the first and you ain't going to be the last before this thing is all over with. But you did what the Most High told you to do, and you was obedient to what he put in. He dropped it in your mind to do it, and you did it. And just know that we behind you 100%. We praying for you on to the Most High every day on your behalf. You guys are young men with families and children, and you have a decision that you have to make. But don't let nobody take your identity from you. Now, I'm going to open up the floor. Anybody that want to have a question or a comment, please feel free to push one, because we just got our identity. We're not giving it back. We're not. And the vengeance and the hatred. And are you supposed to be God's people? How that work? The viciousness. Just stripping. He don't have, I mean, just vicious. Threatening the man, threatening one of the brothers that they're going to lose their children. How does that work? Like it always do. Just like they did Christ. Somebody would say, well, y'all, you know, wait a minute now. Hold on now. That was something totally different. We're talking about salvation. Well, let me put a little bug in your ear. Salvation is to the Jew first. So until the real Jew step up and take first place, there is no salvation. You can't sell salvation to a group of people that think they Gentiles. I see you, Brother Leonard. Ain't no way you're going to be able to do that. The Jew has to step up and take his place first. It says salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. So you can't have a bunch of Israelites in your church that believe they Gentiles and sell them salvation. It don't work that way. It does not work that way. So before you can even begin to set up what you call salvation, they have to know who they are. And the Most High is waking them up. Guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to interfere with the story. Oh, no. Oh, no. It was never his intention for us to wake up and interfere with what you guys are doing. And I'm talking to the Jewish community, to the community. That was never the plan. He waking us up so he can move us out the way. Because the story will continue. It will continue. You will stay in Jerusalem. You will do what you're doing. But the so-called black man and the so-called black woman and the so-called black children that were brought here on slave ships, he taking us back to where we originated from, and that is the land of Canaan. And he's going to put us in a place of safety so your story can continue. And that's all according to my opinion and the story and the Bible that I read and the things that I've learned from what the Most High has showed me. But don't beat yourself up, because we have much love for you. You did take the stand. You did what he told you to do. All he required you to do was to be obedient. Don't worry about the people that's coming against you. Don't worry about those commentators that's coming against you and saying you're an idiot and you this and you that. Because before this thing is all over with, they're going to cry uncle. Before it's all over with, just hold on. They are. All the money in the world ain't going to mean a thing, because he going to show you what time it is. Area code 337, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's nothing new under the sun. He told Moses, just go in the ocean, just take the stick and open up the sea and take the people in the midst of the sea, I do the rest. And the same thing with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the powers that be forced the Most High hand. When they put him in the furnace, they caused him to come. So same thing happened now. The Pharaoh did the same thing when he increased the servitude to make straw with, to make a brick without straw. He forced the Most High hand. That's all
yes,
they
he
do.
Did. They are. Hallelujah. I concur 100%. I concur. You know? Yes. Hallelujah. Said he forced his hand.
Right.
We his people. All them ships
right.
they seeing up in the air that can't nobody explain, some of them ships is ours. They belong to us. And he going to protect his people. Don't beat yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. It's going to be all right. What you have to do is call on Yah. That's the only help you're going to get. They're going to strip it all the way down, and that's not. And that's vengeance. And the Most High said, vengeance is mine. So I just wanted to say that. All praise and thank you, Brother Leonard. I appreciate your comment. He said he forced the Most High's hand. And he's fixing the story where you're going to force him. And all that was pre-planned. So that his hand would be forced, because he's going to show up and show out. He getting ready to show up and show out. I haven't seen so many black men on YouTube, the Israelites, standing up flat-footed saying, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Yehuda. I'm the Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Levi. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. These people are standing up with their identity bold and flat-footed. Real serious stuff. We're moving into some serious times. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I am excited because that means that our departure time is coming up real quick. He can get us up out of here real quick. You know? Like they say all the time, you know, you got, these are the same people that promote rap music. These are the same people that promote the degradation of a black woman. These are the same people that promote shooting and killing and murdering and immoral behaviors and all that stuff to do what? To keep you right where you at so you'll never notice right here what's going on right here. These are the same people that put guns into the community. For what? So you can kill each other off. This is some serious stuff right here. They promote the music and the lifestyle so that you'll mimic it and repeat it so that you'll never come into the knowledge of who you really are. Because once you start serving Yah, and see, let me say this right here. This ain't got nothing to do with us wanting to do nothing to you. We don't have to do nothing to you. We're not even interested in doing nothing to you. Once you start serving Yah, the whole game changes. It changes. The whole thing changes. We got to understand that. That's what the brothers, now sometimes the brothers on the street corner can be a little raw. They do. They have their own techniques to do what they do and how they do it. You know, but that's the main message they've been out there telling you who you are. They've been doing it for years. Who you are, what they stand for, what the Bible says. They've been disputing everybody that walked up, from a Jewish person to a Chinese person to a Russian person. Anybody that walked up to them, they have been showing and disputing with. We are the children of Israel. Said nobody paid us any attention until the most. And see, the thing about this is what gets me. You have the power of the media and the movies and the music and the news media and all the stuff you have the power to, you have the power to do that. And all that stuff influences our children to the point where there's a battle going on in each household. They be like, oh, no, hold on, wait a minute. What you watching? Oh, no, we can't watch that. That's witchcraft. Oh, no, we can't watch Harry Potter because that's witchcraft. Oh, wait a minute, we can't listen to that music because it's talking about killing each other. You have the power to do all those things, and you've been doing it with impunity. You've been doing it with anybody interrupting you. But the moment the Most High used one of yours, all hell break loose. Oh, no. One of the ones you paying, all hell breaks loose. How dare you? You did it to us. We've been raised, we've been deprogramming our babies and our boys ever since this mess hit the fan. Over $1. $1. Area code 919, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I wanted to read Zechariah 2:8. For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoil you. But he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. And I just want to say, there are people all over the world, on the street corners, all over the world, that are preaching a message from the Bible. You have people like Kyrie Irving that are losing their life's work. You have scholarship by people like Ron Dalton that is trying to get a message out to the world. And I think it behooves us to at least look into what they're saying and listen because it behooves the world to know who are the children of Israel, who really are the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And that's it.
I agree 100%. Thank you so much for your comment. I agree 100%. It's game on now, and the Most High is the one who set this thing in motion. This, guess what? This had nothing to do with us. We didn't have nothing to do with this. We didn't start it. We didn't ignite it. We've been saying this stuff for years, and as long as we've been saying this stuff, our families have come against us. Our church members have previously come against us. Everybody came against us like we was talking something crazy. But now, the Most High has said it where the whole world is watching. The whole world is reading. And everybody that reads the book, they say, I don't see nothing anti-Semitic in here. I don't see no hate in this book. I ain't found nothing in here that's anti-Semitic. But you keep putting the propaganda out there. And you got people that's reciting this stuff. Oh, it's hatred. I think it's terrible. You know, no group of people. I don't think this should be this way. This ain't supposed to be. You haven't even read the information. And you scared to read it because you scared what's going to happen to you. So you go along with what they say. You do. You go along with what they say. I really hope and pray that Ron Dalton got 60% of those book sales. I really do. 60%. He got 3 volumes up there, 1, 2, and 3. 60% of the book sales. Because you can't hide Jacob's. I just went through this with one of my family members. I've been doing this for the last 3 days. And you know what? And sometimes people just don't want to succumb to the truth. I just asked him one simple question. What color was the Egyptian? They was light-skinned people. I said, no, they wasn't. And I sent 3 pictures. I said, here's Queen T, which was Akhenaten's mama. I said, and I sent about 3 other pictures where they was chocolate dark. What difference do it make? What's that got to do with the Israelites? I said everything. I said, because in Exodus chapter 2, Moshe went into Pharaoh's house as his grandson. There's no way he could pass as Pharaoh's grandson if he was the color of those people that are over there today. In the New Testament, the angel told Christ, Christ, he told Mary and Joseph, go down and hide into Egypt. Go hide in Egypt until Herod dies off, and then you can come back. How you going to hide if everybody's black and you white? Come on now. I mean, some of this stuff is just common sense. It's ABC 123. Joseph was the governor of Egypt. Solomon tells you he black in the Song of Solomon. Paul was mistaken as an Egyptian in the New Testament. I gave him all those examples, and each time he came back and told me they were taken out of context. How? You know why? Because they refused to accept truth. And that ain't even saying we the people. That's saying that the people black. Let's just start there. That the Israelites was a black nation. Something, I'm telling you, we getting ready to, this is something else right here. I'm telling you, like I said, we ain't have nothing to do with this. We didn't start it. We didn't ignite it. We didn't do anything, but we watching how the Most High has just opened up this can of worms. That is just to open the whole can of worms up. Pastors is stepping up. Everybody got something to say. Everybody do. Makes no sense. Makes no sense.
You deserve a shot.
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to let this play. It makes no sense. So I finally sent you some videos with the pastors talking about it. You know, since you was a pastor, you went to seminary school, I'm going to make sure they know. It makes no sense. Here we go. Let's see what this say. Let's go back. Here we go. Let's do it again.
Mary has yet to verbally say, you know, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Ye did, you know.
Right.
Now, whether he does or not, that's his business. You know what I'm saying? But either way he goes, I'm going to support him, you know. You know, one of the ways that he could do this, if I'm just going to lean into that, is just to play the game, you know, and go ahead and apologize, but not apologize for the fact that we are the people. You can't apologize for that.
Right.
But apologize for them feeling hurt, you know,
right.
For them feeling the way they feel, for them seeing it a way that he didn't intend it to be so, you know what I'm saying? Observe. And I'm going to tell you a strategy. I'm going to just kind of lean off into it right
okay,
now.
Yeah.
You know, we need our people to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves right now. If you know we those people, and you making money in their system, all right, you can either come out and say it and jeopardize your living, or you can support those that say it. And let them say it for you.
Okay.
You understanding what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so that's what our people need to embark on. Work in their system. Act on their sets. Make the money. But bring the money back to the black community.
Oh, yes.
Bring it back to the black community. Support the ministers. Support the causes. Support the businesses. Support our own little radio stations. Our own little movie sets. You know what I'm saying? So right now, you a funnel. Funneling money. You know what I'm saying? And back into the black community. And that's the way that our kings and queens that's in their system need to begin to operate. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and smile in their face. But bring that money back to the black community.
Now, my question is, if it's that easy, we would have been done it already. If it was that easy, we would have been done it already. I believe those people have handlers, and they watch every penny that they spend. But we'll see. Let me open up to Mike. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, sis.
Shalom.
And you're absolutely 100% right. They have handlers. Because you saw that tweet that came out, right? What Kanye had tweeted, and how that guy told him, we'll just drug you and put you back to sleep like we had you before.
Yeah, I seen that.
So, that's just telling you who they are. You know, and like you said earlier, sis, you know, we're not telling them to get out of Jerusalem. We going into Jerusalem. They can have that. They go and play your part. And if any of them on this call, listen, play your part. Do what you do. But, you know, John, what is it, John 8:44.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lie don't care who tell it.
That's true.
And if you want to be, honest with yourself, how about your Jewish Encyclopedia, 1840? What does it say? What does it show? It shows that we the people, and that's your book, not ours. It also states in there that Esau, holding in captivity his brother Jacob, even unto this very day. And that was in 1800. So what does that tell you? There's so much stuff out there that, you know what I'm saying, that I know who you are now because you're not going to tell the truth. You're not going to be honest. We expect that. We expect you to be the same old hateful, cruel person that you've always been. Not going to change. We're not going to come at you hateful. We just going to play our part. Like you said, we finna go. And then you do what you do. Go build your temple. Have your old Messiah.
Yep.
Do what you do. We not mad at you. Play your part. Do your thing. But it goes to show you that you screaming that you the holiest people on earth, but you ain't got no decency in your body. None. Not one drop of decency.
Yes, sir. It's ugly.
Because if you really were the people and something came out against you, you'd be praying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, why ain't y'all regathered yet? It's been 70 years. Y'all still ain't regathered. What is the longest regathering I ever seen?
Right. It ain't no peace. It ain't no peace mm-hmm. over there.
Nope. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Sister Johnny, they went into Jerusalem. Now they finna go back into the wilderness and all that. They got to go into the wilderness because I asked the guy that. And I said, why y'all ain't been into the wilderness? What happened with all that? To be purged out. Be cleaned up before you go in the land. Silence. And then all of a sudden it's, well, we have to go in the wilderness. No, you already in the land, bro. You already there.
Right.
All out of whack with the scriptures, and none of us, I guess we see it now, but none of us, our people really see it. I'm glad Ron Dalton's book took off like it did. See, nobody expected that to happen, that it was going to blow up like that, and it blew up overnight. And now everybody's reading, now everybody's listening, everybody's looking, everybody knows. That book is generating more questions than anything. So like you said earlier, there ain't no anti-Semitism in there. Ain't none of that in there. Because ain't nobody saying nothing about hurting them. Ain't nobody saying nothing about bothering them. Ain't nobody saying nothing to them whatsoever. But they come out, like you said, with a vicious, cruel, nasty attitude. And that's all you want to do. I want to take everything. That's not godly. And if that's the God you serve, then that tells me you serving Satan. So that only Satan would do what you're doing.
Yep. Just like Revelations 3:9 says, you know, that's like Revelations 2:9 says, you know, you can tell them by the fruit that they bear.
Uh-huh.
Tell them by the fruit. You know, it's totally evil. It's totally, it's always defensive. You're gonna always tell the liar because they the ones in the room that get offended the worst. They the ones in the room that's always the loudest. They the ones in the room, oh my God, I can't believe. And the thing about it is, and this is the thing, these people really believe they're the people.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They really do believe that. They believe they're the people.
And they didn't throw away the Torah. They cannot be following the Torah at all. Because you sitting over there in that land with all that filth and depravity going on. I ain't going to call say what it is. But you got all that filth and depravity going on. You got 70% of the people over there that don't even believe in the Most High. You got the other third over there. You walk around in mixed fabric. If anybody, any Christian preacher, I dare them to read the scriptures. And then come back and say that them people are the people. Because the scriptures got a certain way Israel's supposed to go in back into that land. But I will thank them for this. I know they get mad about it. But I will thank them for planting all my fruit trees and all my vegetables. He said he's going to make it blossom. Thank you. Appreciate it because I will enjoy it when we if and when we get there.
Oh, we going. There ain't no if. We definitely going. His word ain't going to come back, boy. We going. And I can see the controversy that's causing it, that we will be going. We going home. You know, and like he said, you know, this has been a long time coming. This has been a long time coming. You know, and they have appeased us with social programs and food stamps and this and that and the other because they knew who we were. And the sad part about it is we family. We the descendants of two twin brothers.
Yep.
Crucial. Esau and Jacob. That's why the Most High said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Yep.
Family. The Most High said he hates Esau. Everybody be like, God can't hate no one. He said it in his word. He said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And this is why.
Exactly.
He did.
You know what's funny about this whole situation, though, Sister Jaina?
Hmm.
You know what really gets me? It really just throws this whole thing off. Is that they doing this to Kanye and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving specifically about the Hebrews to Negroes book. They doing that to him. But Jeff Bezos, who is Jewish, is profiting off of that book. Because he owns Amazon. So why you didn't call him out?
Yeah. Right. Man.
Just a bunch of hypocrites.
And told us yesterday how much money he made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sister Rachel told us yesterday they made $100 million the first week.
They're going to make even more than that.
Now, I want you to hear something. These are the six things that Kyrie Irving has to do. Per athletic, Irving must apologize and condemn the movie from Hebrews to Negroes. In other words, do not tell nobody that you're a Hebrew Israelite. Donate $500,000 to an anti-hate cause. Undergo sensitivity training. Undergo anti-Semitic training, meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders, and meet with Nets owners, Joe Tassad, to demonstrate his understanding. You're going to have to stand up and tell him you're not a Hebrew Israelite. And all the black brothers is telling him, go on and retire. Just go on and retire. In other words, what's your name, boy? Toby. What? Toby.
Yeah.
That is crucial.
That's sick.
He got enough money to retire. So go on and retire. Because you ain't going to never be able to just play in the game again and just be comfortable with all what you got to do.
Yeah. That's what he got to condemn the movie.
Yeah. With listening to what you just said, all the way he has to do, it takes me back to a time years ago when I was younger, up in New York, when a Jewish guy, hit some black children in a vehicle, ran his car off the road. They called the doggone ambulance. The ambulance came by because it came from a Jewish hospital. Picked up the Jewish guy. Those poor black children were left on the street, hit by a car by this Jewish guy.
I can believe
that. Where am I about it? Huh?
I said, I believe you.
And I'm sitting here going, what? You know what? Prove you to people and not converts. You can't do it. Well, we've been around for thousands of years. We can trace our genealogy all the way back to Abraham. Well, first and foremost, the Bible tells you very clearly that Israel forgot who they were. They lost their inheritance. Ain't no trace, no pedigree. You can trace your pedigree because you're from that other son, Esau. And you the same group of people that the Messiah was talking to when he said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And y'all sit out there and said, how is it that you say we shall know the truth when we have been and be made free when we have been in bondage to no man? Those were the Edomites.
Edomites. Absolutely. In other words, you better denounce your nationality. If we tell you you're a Negro, you a Negro, and you better not say nothing else. Crucial. But we live in a country where the speech is supposed to be free. You're supposed to have freedom of speech.
You know what we ought to do? You know what we ought to do? And I tell you what, since they're going to make him denounce that movie, everybody should get a copy of the Talmud and take it to a church and let them see it. How they talk about Christ should be born in hot urine and feces, about how having sexual intercourse with a 3-year-old proselyte is like sticking your finger in the eye. These are the nasty, disgusting things that are in the Talmud, which is the book that they believe in, and this is what they do. So everybody should know that, too. You know, two people can play that game, too. We can take your book and take it to every church and drop it off. Let's see how the Christians like you did.
Like I said, it's just unbelievable. Like I said, we didn't have nothing to do with this hitting the fan, but it's going to hit the fan now. If we ain't had nothing to do with it, this was the Most High's doing. And this is, and where that's found at is Romans 9:13. It says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. That's why he got a special appointment with the Most High. He got a special appointment with Yah. And he's going to keep that appointment because the Most High said that. That's why they blocked it. Revelations 3:9 to Revelations 2:9. This is some serious evil that we dealing with here today, y'all. If black people don't see that, you better pray for real, for real. This is a 30-year-old young man, 30 years old. And they are emasculating him in front of the whole world. Under the whole world. Now listen what one of the rabbi preachers says to his congregation. Listen.
It's because they don't want to get in the struggle either. They don't want to make it quote unquote racially motivated. People, this has nothing to do with racially oriented. I'm going to say that again. This has nothing to do with being racially oriented. This is biblical.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that. This is biblical. These are biblical people. If they weren't, why are they in the Bible? If God didn't want you to see this, then why did he write it? He did it because it has to do with his story. I'm saying, your forefathers, now walk with me, don't miss this. Because 98% of everybody out there believes that their roots starts in Africa. So they call themselves black African Americans. And really what they should be talking to themselves is they are what? The Hebrews and the Jews of the original temple of the city of David.
Uh-oh. Now that's one of the old people saying that.
That's a Jew?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rabbi somebody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He got a whole congregation of white folks and black people in there together.
This must have been recent.
No. This was 2 years ago. What? Listen. Here we go.
And the Dikente cloth that you find and that most black culture uses as African cloth is the center cloth that was used in Solomon's temple and his mobile moving tabernacle. So where did you get that cloth from? Moses' mobile moving tabernacle. How did Moses get it? Because he was married to Zipporah and also an Ethiopian woman and etc. Now do you get the picture? Is this some good stuff? So you must take the people back past Africa. Past Africa. You've got to get them back to the city of David and show them right here that your forefathers, the Queen of Sheba, was already in the city of David at the time of Solomon when the temple was being built. Oh, I don't know about you, but I can get excited about that. Good stuff. How many of you get this DVD? Can I get a witness somebody? Amen. 1 Kings 3:1 and Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
I am dark, some versions say black, but lovely. O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon, do not look upon me because I am dark, because the sun has tanned me.
So the priesthood, and then I turned to my black culture and I said, what? Your bloodline is priesthood? And no one told you that?
Uh-oh.
I mean, like, not even one sermon?
Uh-oh. He said you made you the Levi tribe and nobody told you that? Here we go.
Holy Ghost.
He said all the folks with the Holy Ghost, did the Holy Ghost didn't tell them? What?
Not one time. it never even crossed their mind. Like, I should maybe just mention this. I want to ask you a question. Why, out of thousands and thousands of preachers, would not one in the Holy Ghost have the revelation? Could it be that the presence of this thing that happened in Africa maybe still has some influence that you forget your roots and not even be interested in it? So you wonder why you're hated.
Uh-oh.
Because it's what's in your blood. See, you don't know who you are. And God wants to reveal it to you. But even as I'm telling you it, no offense. Can I just be friendly? Even as I tell the black culture this, it's like, don't bring it up. And so what I do with my big mouth, I bring it up. Why? Why should you be ashamed of your culture? I don't understand it. It's not in my logic. Well, you think about this, because sometimes we have an internal struggle because God's got a repositioning. But every culture God has, and I'm going to teach you, I'm going to share with you, every culture is in the Bible, just like this. But the reason we don't bring it up is because we have been brought up in a democracy/republic and a religion that doesn't want to discuss this because we fear what it will reveal.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Now, that's the white man telling you that. Do you believe us now?
Incredible.
Huh?
That's just incredible.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And then, you know, they tried to put the brothers and sisters, the few of them that's left over in Demona, tried to put them on out there on Front Street here last week. You heard about that, right?
What did they do to them?
They didn't do nothing to them. They went and investigated, and they said this is what the African Hebrews that are over in Demona think of the Kanye and the Black Hebrew Israelite movement in America. And I only watched part of it because it made me so angry when I saw the first part of it. I said, I can't watch it. Because what they did, Sister James, they took clips. And it was so stupid because anybody see it going to realize what they did. They took clips. They come out from America showing where somebody sprayed the KKK sign on the synagogue. That wasn't us. And then they showed, you know, us tearing up. This is to show incident. They ain't show no black people per se, but they show instances of hate against Jews, and they was inferring that it was us. And those things that they showed were clearly things that the Europeans did to them. It wasn't no black people did, though, because I remember seeing them in the news. And I said, look at this crap. And then they went on to talk to the Hebrew Israelites, and they was, you know, you always going to find one or two they'll say, this is not good. This, you know, you're going to find that person.
Mm-hmm. They better say it if they want to stay over there.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? I want to say this. The same thing that they claim the Germans did to them, using propaganda to turn people against them before the Holocaust, is the same thing that they're doing to us right now. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
They're using the power of the media, and they're using the power of our own people to nullify the fact that we are the children of Israel. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself for doing that. Now, that's evil. That's evil. You're using the same tactics that you claim the German people did to you before they turned all of the German people against you. And you're using the same power because you have the power of the media, you have the power of corporate America, you have the power of the movie, you have the power of the music, and that's why the Most High said in Romans 9:13, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Because we supposed to be family at the end of the day. We are the descendants of two twin brothers, and you're trying to turn the world against us, and the Most High going to get you for that one. He's going to get you for that one. You're trying to take this young man and emasculate him before the whole world, and the Most High going to get you for that. Yes, he is. He's going to get you for that one. Because that's just evil. It's evil.
You know, it's kind of crazy.
You live in a society of freedom of speech, but you can't say nothing against them. Go ahead, Sister Rachel.
It's crazy how they're trying to make Kyrie Irving say all these things and apologize. But are y'all ever going to apologize for slavery? Or what,
no.
What y'all put us through? And what y'all still putting us through today?
But we supposed to be family. You understand what I'm saying? Two brothers that came out of the same womb. Twins.
They was battling inside the womb, Yaina, so.
Yeah, that's true. That is so very true. That is, they was fighting in the womb.
We were battling each other, so I don't, that's not surprising at all. They were hating each other inside the womb, so that's not surprising.
Yeah, that's why he said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, because of the way that you have treated your own family. Family. Y'all going to deal with that. And to Kyrie Irving and to Ye, don't beat yourself up. We all going to have our rooster moment. Everybody going to have to stand up. Everybody going to hear this same sound. Here we go. But guess the same way that Christ forgave Peter for doing it, he going to forgive you too. So we going to stand with you. We going to pray for you. Brother Yerushalayim, do you have anything to say before we dismiss?
I just want to say that, man, let's just fight with each other. Let's come together. Let's pray. And let's keep on praying each and every day and pray for a deliverance of our people, not just ourselves, but the deliverance of all our people.
Amen. And that the Most High continue to wake them up. Because with all this stuff that's going on with this right here, there has to be more to what we're saying than just what we're saying. Somebody don't want something to get out.
Yep.
All praise
There's an Indian
to the Most
guy said that.
Say that again.
There's an Indian guy said that in the other brother's class. A guy who called from India and said that. What are they trying to hide?
Yep. Absolutely. Brother Uriah, would you let them know about tomorrow, the new moon ceremony, please?
Yes, we have a new moon celebration tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here on this line. See you tomorrow evening.
All right, we're going to be on the class line. Everybody call into the regular class line that we call in on the Sabbath day, and we're going to meet on that line so that we can be here. We're only going to be here for a short moment. There will be no buying or selling or anything during the new moon ceremony. It's from sundown to sundown, so please join us so that we can initiate this off. Go to the store, get everything you need to get so you don't have to buy nothing between sundown on Monday and sundown on Tuesday. Everybody, please join us. And Kyrie, Irwin, and Ye, be strong. Call on the Most High. He put you in this position. This was the part that you had to play, and you played it to the fullest. And all praises be to the Most High, Yah. Shalom, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. We all going to say we Hebrew Israelites. My name is Jaina Yisrael. I am a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Yehuda, from the royal house of King David. You guys enjoy the rest of your week. Shalom, everyone. Good night.
Shalom.